Okay, today's Daf Lamed. We're Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis by the dot where it says Hodo b'metalteli v'kono miyado. I don't know, 15 lines from the bottom. Hodo b'metalteli. If somebody admits to metaltelin, the difference between metaltelin and karka is metaltelin. We don't know where the metaltelin is. So since we don't know where it is, admit. It's still a problem. In other words, it's still very, very metaltelin. You always needed a shtar. Also, you can't collect from metaltelin from a chasim mishubadim. So, hold up a metaltelin. If somebody admitted, yeah, I owe you that pen, and the kano miyado, and he makes a kinyan that he admits it. So, kosvin, now I'll write a shtar. And once you write a shtar from metaltelin, it's just like a shtar for karka. You can take that to the bank. The imlavin, if not, ain't kosvin b'makarki, ain't kosvin. We don't write such a star. B'makarki, what about if it's karka? So the karka, we know where the karka is. It's right there, in that field. V'lo kano miyado. But there's no kinyan. Mai, what's the din? So mema omar, ain't kosvin. Marzutra omar, kosvin. You can write such a star. Why? Since we know which karka it is. We know where it is. You admitted it, but it's made no kinyan, big deal. V'hilchazah, the halacha is, kosvin, you can write such a kinyan. Ravina ikla lim de maharia. Ravina went to maharia. Amalei ravdimi bar ravuna bid de maharia le ravina. So that person said to ravina, metaltali, if there's metaltalin, the isnuhu be'enaihu. But it's here. This is the metaltalin. So now does it become like harka? I'm showing you where the metaltalin, it's right here. You admit you owe me this pen? Yes, I admit it. My amale kimakarki dummy, it's like karka. Ravashi amar, kiven de mechusri gavainu, lo. No. Since it can't be collected, why? Why can't it be collected? Since it's still in the possession of the other guy, it's still in the possession of the one who just admitted, would you admit that to your, yes, I admit I owe you that pen. But since you can't collect on it right now, has the same status as a regular metallic, which we don't know where it is, and therefore, let's say it breaks. Who's paying for it if it breaks?
Well, we're worried that it's not going
to... Yeah, he said, tomorrow's going to say, I was kidding around, it's not true, right? So now who's paying for it? How are you going to collect it? The answer is you can't. Therefore the thing to say that it's like karka, not true. Hai Udisa, there was this document, and Udisa is a shtar hoda. It's a shtar that I admit. Such a document, delo have kasev be, but it was not written in there, the following line. Amar, it wasn't written in there. Amar lana kasvu v'chismu v'havule. Right? In other words, it wasn't written. Amar lanu, say to the Edim, write this down and sign it and give it over. None of that was written in this document. Abayev Ravu, Darwet Avayu, Hanad Rish Lakish. That's Rish Lakish. Dam Rish Lakish. Chazaka, Ein Adam Chosman al Ashtar, Elim Kinase Gadol. There's a chazaka, Rish Lakish has a chazaka. Nobody will sign a document unless the person signing on it is a gadol. So too, similar idea, nobody will sign a document that doesn't have any effect and any validity. So the fact that they left this out, it's just an omission, but we'll pretend it's in there. And we'll not pretend, we'll deem it as if it's in there. So we forgot to write it, that's all. Nobody would write a document that doesn't have any teeth. Maskin flaw of Papa, Rav Papi, Vitaim, Rav Hunabir, Rav Yeshua, Miyakim, Midi, could it be such a thing? Danan, lo yadina. We did know this halacha. You had to come along and tell me the halacha. For Safri de Beidina Yadi, and the Sofrim know the halacha? And the answer is yes. She'ilnu Sifri de Baya Viyadi, or Sifri de Rava Viyadi. They asked the Sofras, should this sentence be in there? Of course it should be in there. Why didn't you put it in? We forgot. Of course it has to be in there. So since it has to be in there, it's something that's normally in there. Without it, the document doesn't make any sense. The document's worthless. It will deem it as if it's in there, even if it's not. Then it's just an oversight. Next, Hahi Odisa, there was an Odisa, Tave Kasev Be, Zuchrin Pisgmi, and it was written in there to remember these things, to record the following events. That's a shtar that's written with Edim. And the halacha is, V'chal Lishna de Beidina, I'm sorry, that's a lashon of Dayanim. That's what you write in Bezdin. This wasn't in Bezdin. This was just with two people. But you wrote a lashon of as if it was in Bezdin. The halacha is v'chal lishna de Beit Dina, any lashon of Bezdin, v'lo havei kasev ba, and was not written in there b'mosav tlasa. Really, there were three of us. So there were three of us. Second, only two people signed. In other words, it's funny because you have a lashon of a betin, but only two people signed, like Edom. So what's going on? So the answer is really there were three people. But what happened? The chad lisahu. One of them died. One died. That's why only two people signed. Really, it was a betin. And then why didn't he sign? Because he died. So Savar Ravina Lameimar, Hayna de Rish Lakish. Ravina thought the same thing to say, this is just like Rish Lakish. In other words, it's an oversight. And we'll deem it as if it's in there. Amale Rav Nasan Bar Ami, Hach Yamrita Mishmei Derava. Kol Ki Agavna, no, Chayshin and Lebezdin Toin, were afraid maybe he only used two Dayanim. And if he used two Dayanim, but we had this already in the first parak, that's not really good. So that's no good, right?
But it's still Bezdin.
Oh, so Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ikasav ba Beidina, if you wrote, but this is a Bezdin, and you didn't write the remaining words, Sulo Tzarech, it's all good. Ah, V'dilma Bezdin Chatzav Hu. Maybe you had a Bezdin Chatzav. And Damar Shmuel, Shnayim Shnayim Dineim Din, El Shadikru Bezdin Chatzav. So you have a Bezdin Chatzav. So Levada, it's still good. Shouldn't have done that. You're Chutzpah, but still valid. So the Gemara says, no, the Kasav Beidina de Ravana Ashi. You wrote the Bezdin of Ravashi. So therefore what? So the Gemara says, V'dilma Rabbana de Bei Ravashi, Ki de Shmuel Sevir Lu. Maybe Ravashi held, like Shmuel, that it's okay, but the evidence is okay. So the Gemara says, no. Dechsiv bo, you wrote in it, the Amalon Rabbana Ashi, that Ravashi told us to write it this way. And so therefore what? Ravashi would never hold like Shmuel. What?
He'd never hold two.
Look at the bottom line, the last wide line of Rashi. You see it says, V'amalon Rabbana Ashi, Ravashi told us, Lichtavka. Ravashi told us to write like this. The Kivan Dahave Hayasham, since he was there, Mistama Lo Tzava Lepachos Mishlosha Lichtov. He never would have told us to write less than three. It wasn't that some guys are sitting around, they don't know the halacha. Ravashi himself came. And Ravashi told, do it this way. So you can do it like a chutzpah. Unlikely. So therefore, the fact that it's missing one person, he must have died, or he's not a bezit. Now listen to this. The high did not guide Rav Ashi. Why did they pick Rav Ashi? He meant to say, any Rav. When the Rav said, the Rav told him to do it like this, so no Rav is l'chachila going to say, do it like a bezit chatzuf. The old thing, after the fact, if you happen to have only two people, you should know it's a chutzpah, but it's still going to be a valid bezit. No Rav would say that l'chachila. So the high did not guide Rav Ashi. Why did they pick Rav Ashi? Lefi shebezdino haya rosh bimei Ravina. His bezin was around, was the head by the times of Ravina. Ushneim sidru gemara shal Talmud Bavli. And the two of them together organized Talmud Bavli. Kidamrin and Hasam, like we said over there. Rav Ashi Ravina sof hora. They're the end of hora. Ubiyamav nemru dvarm halalu. And these things were said at the very end. These things were said during Rav Ashi's time. V'hukvu b'gemara, and it was put into the Gemara. Fascinating Rashi. Right? What's Rashi? So why did you pick Rav Ashi? Because he wrote the Gemara. So he picked Rav Ashi. Any chanami, any Rav, that's Rav Ashi, and no Rav is going to say l'chachilah to do something that's a chutzpah. Do you hold like Shmuel? Maybe we do hold like Shmuel b'di'evet. But if you go to the Rav and you call him, Rabbi, how should I do this? Well, do I just have two? Because Shmuel said b'di'evet, it's okay. So nobody would ever say that.
Isn't that funny? You're picking the last Namorim. Nobody
beforehand
did something.
That's exactly what Rashi's saying. Since Rashi wrote the Gemara, they put his name.
But you want to put somebody who's earlier.
Why? Why?
Like we always do. We always look for a Tana. We always look for.
Right. So there's two competing. You're raising two competing principles we have. One is that the earlier we say is more authentic, but then we say halacha kebasra. So I haven't figured out how to reconcile that yet. Right? Anyone have a way how to reconcile that? When do we say halacha kibasra? And when do we say, well, Tana said it? Right? I don't know. I haven't figured out a way to reconcile that. I once read somewhere, I don't know where I read it now, that we only say halacha kibasra after Rava. Rava is the cutoff. Before Rava, we don't say halacha kibasra.
Why?
I don't know. I'm trying, where did I read that? One of my like Sepharim that I have at home that's like, you know, on Paskening and so that it was in there. I have a whole sefer on how Mishnayos were written. It's in there, I think it was in there. that we say we don't hold a halacha kibbutz till Rava. It's how the Gemara and Mishnayos are formulated. So I would have, that could be, again, that needs a hasbur, it needs a maybe over Pesach it'll come up and we'll do it. Tana Rabbanan. Amalahen Echad. If a guy walks over to you and says like this, Aniba Isi, I once saw Avichim, your father, but the Yisom that just got up from sitting Shiva, they lost their father. So a total stranger walks over, not even a total stranger, a guy from the shul. I saw once your father hide all the money in the box. I was watching. The Amar, and he says, you know what? Shalploni Hain, they belong to what's his name? Shalmai Sosheni Hain, they were my Sosheni money. Babayas, if that's in the house, Lo Amar Klum, that's worthless. Why is it worthless? Because he has no way to know. But we'll see in a minute why it's worthless. But Basadeh Dvarf Kayamim. If it was in the yard, if it was in the shed, then he's believed. Klal shel davar, kol shebiyado litlan dvarav kayamin. He had the opportunity anytime he wanted to go to that shed and steal the money. He could have done that. He never did. Since he could have taken the money himself, he's believed to say what the father said to him at the time when he was putting it into the shed. Yeah. But if it's in the safe in the back in the bedroom, how could he ever have access to that money?
We said a couple times before already that everybody wants to make themselves sound poor.
What?
How do you compare that one again?
Just the opposite. He's saying it belonged to so and so.
That was the case. We've had
so before. So one
everyone
second.
Wants to say that they were in debt. That's not hiding it in his house. What does that mean?
And we believe the aid is a
gospel. Yeah, 1-8.
And we believe it's a gospel. And he can't steal it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I hate your question. See, we're believing this guy. We're believing this guy. So, the father would have said it to him. Maybe he didn't say anything. Maybe he just saw it. So the father wasn't great. The father wasn't. No, the father
he
wasn't.
Saw it because the guy said to him, "What's going on with it?" As long as this guy.
Maybe he saw. Maybe he saw it was marked. Maybe he saw it was putting this huge bag and it said "Meister Shani" on it, and he saw the father putting it away.
Well,
father didn't say a word.
I don't know what he pulled in the bag.
What? No, but so if it's in the house, the guy's not believed. If it's in the field, and he could have taken the money himself, Rashi says, Mali l'shaker. Why would he lie? Could have stolen it himself. So to walk into bed and tell the boys, by the way, you know, your father put the money in the shed, and it's written on it, it belongs to, what's his name? It belongs to Chaim Yankel. He could have taken it himself. So why would he lie? What would he gain by lying? If it's in the shed, if it's in the bedroom, he was once there fixing something in the bathroom, and he saw the father doing this in the bedroom, he has never had access to that. We don't believe him. But if it's in the shed, he could have taken it any time he wanted. And he never did.
People are less likely to steal
that. People are less likely? That's one of the kashas that they have. Tosfos, they leave the Betzarachin. What about the first case? He saw it's written on it. I owe this money to Chaim Yankel. And he saw the father put it in the shed. And he couldn't take it any time he wanted. So he walks and says, by the way, boy, you should just know your father owes this money. What's his name? Look, it's written on this bag. I saw it. Any time I wanted, I could have stolen it. And I didn't. So therefore he's believed. So far-fetched? We've got more far-fetched things than this. Right? Ein biyado litlan, lo amar klum. If you couldn't take it, then that's what he's saying is worthless. I'll tell you a better kasha that they all ask. Isn't it eid echad nem bisurin? Why is he not believed? Why is he not believed? It's a case of Issa Veheter, especially the Master Shani. It's a case of Issa Veheter. So why doesn't he believe? Right? The Ramban says, Eidachad Nem Bisurin is only said. No, it's Issa Veheter, it's Master Shani.
That one case.
So that's, what about that one? So the Ramban says, Eidachad Nem Bisurin is only said to matter something, not to asser something. Which that I guess also needs a hesber if that's true, and if all the cases throughout Chas of Eidach and then Bisurin, right? Your wife said, don't worry, there's kosher food here. How do you know? She's believed. Eidach and then Bisurin. Unless she has a reason not to be believed, she has a suspicion or whatever, but most people, Chesed Kashrus, she's believed. She says, I went to the mikvah. I didn't just drive around the block for 2 hours. I went to the mikvah. She's believed. Why? Erech and Mitzvah. All those are cases of Heter. To find the case of Isser, I don't know. So it says the Ramban. That's why this guy's not believed. It is interesting. That's why I mentioned it. If a guy says, I saw your father, hit min mos, b'seve teva migdal, and I saw him hide in the box, v'amar shalploni hain, shalmai sasheni hain, this is also very difficult, im kemasa devar of kayamin. If it looks like he's telling the truth, he's believed. Im kima'arim, if it looks suspicious, lo amar klum. He's not believed. What's the gedder for that? I don't know. Listen to this one. If a guy is very upset because he knows his father left money and he doesn't know where it is, uba bal hachalom, and the dream master comes, but it's bal hachalom, the owner of dreams. Who's that? Rashi says it's the sar hamare chalomos belaila, the officer who shows you dreams at night. He comes in a dream, v'amalo, and tells you kach v'kachein. So and so is this, but my comploni hain, but my tershani hain. Zeha yamaisa, this was such a story, and they passed in, dreams are worthless. Dreams are absolutely worthless. Lamalan v'lomaridin. No good, worthless. Right? By the way, others say that the Baal HaChalomos was the father himself, who's now alive. He came to the son in a dream, and he told him the following. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is the Sar. Who's the Sar? I don't know. Right? Others, Rabbi Chananel, others say it's the father himself. Anyway, it's not believed. Right. One second. Everything the Baal HaChalomos said was came true. It's all correct. Why isn't he believed? Why don't we count that? Everything is true. He said, go to the shed, walk 3 paces, turn to the left, you'll see a tree, dig over there, you'll find the box. And sure enough, it's all in there. So why isn't anybody believed? So the Torah Chaim says, what? Right? No. Torah Chaim says, so good. So you found the money. Now what do you do with it? Well, your father said in the dream, or the whoever said in the dream, that it belongs to Hektish, or it belongs to Ma'aseh Shein, or it belongs to so-and-so. So don't we know have a principle that every dream has Devarim B'Teilim? So it's true, you found it. But what do we do with it? So therefore, we don't listen to dreams. That's the first thing I want to say about dreams. What? Now, the question is, the Ron asked the following question. Isn't this Pashat? If a human being who comes and says so-and-so, we don't believe him. Why? Because he had no access. So we don't believe him, so why do we believe in a dream? Right? So the Ron says, listen, dream's a little bit nevuah. Maybe I think you should believe the dream. Kamash Shalom, we don't believe in the dream. Now, don't we have stories in Shas where we do listen to dreams? Right? We have stories in Shas like that where we do listen to dreams. So how do you reconcile all the dream gemaras? So listen to this one. What?
Those aren't specific.
What do you mean? There's a story with the mayor that he was at the inn and he had a dream that the father said. All these stories. So the Tashbetz was asked the following question. There was a town. He's a Rishon. So there was a town where a guy had a dream, and in the dream, somebody told him, somebody told him that the whole town should fast because there's a big tzara coming. And if the whole town doesn't fast, it's going to be terrible. So he comes to the Rav of the town, and the Rav tells us, you have to make a fast right away. A dream? It's nevuah. We have to make a fast right away. And the whole town fasted. So they sent the child to the Tashbetz, what do we do with such a, as after the fact? So he said like this, which also needs a hazard, and there's like a huge piece in the back over here on dreams. I didn't have a chance to read through the whole thing. But he said like this, if you are in the dream, then you could listen to that. But if it's someone else, then it's worthless. So over here, who came and said something? The Baal HaChalom, who is that? That's not you yourself. If you yourself are in the dream, and you yourself tell yourself, I should fast, I have to fast, there's a tzara coming, you could fast. Why should the whole town fast? That's the whole town doesn't have to fast. You yourself should fast. Then he says he's not sure if that's really, would that fit into the Lashon over here? Ubo Baal HaChalom, v'amalo, kach v'kach. It might fit in over here because, huh? No, 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 but he's not, it's not, it's not himself, the person. That's the only time you have to listen to a dream if it's you yourself are in the dream.
He's in the dream,
it's all. But he wasn't the one who was talking. I think he said the one who was talking. The one who was talking. So if you yourself are talking and you yourself are what? Listen. What? Yeah, you're talking. You're warning yourself, you have to fast, and the Torah coming. Then you yourself should fast. Why? Because some dreams have a shemitz of. So I don't know if that hesber is consistent throughout all the stories in Shas, where they take dreams seriously. Here, they're not taking dreams seriously at all.
Well, if they said there's going to be a third
rule,
how would he know?
Oh, so that's it. So he said that, and sure enough, the money was there. So, but what do we do with it? That was the thing. What do we do with it? So the answer is when the guy tells you, by the way, it belongs to what's his name, yeah. That's Dvar Batalim. Because all dreams have a shemitz of Dvar Batalim. Right? Right? Yosef had a dream that everyone's bowing down to me. He said, nah, the whole thing's worthless. Why? Because how could your mother bow down if she's not alive? Everyone else bowed down. Right? No, since something has Dvar Batalim, so we discount the whole thing, or we discount only the Dvar Batalim part? What? Lamaisa? Who? I understand, but that was the heter to get out of it. Nah, the whole thing's Dvar and Batalim. Why? Because one thing's Dvar and Batalim.
So you pick and choose.
What?
No, they didn't learn Lima yet that if you're in the dream, I came later on.
No, so the machlok between Yosef and the brothers was between the Tashbet, right?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Okay, we got to move. So more, if you want, anyone wants more material on this topic of dreams, you can see me later. What? After class, right. Now, Shnayim Omrim Zakai and Echad Omrim Chayiv, the Lach is Zakai. If two say Chayiv and one says Potter, Zakai, he is Chayiv. Whatever the majority says. Michtav Hechi Ksivi, how do you write down the Psak? Like, the Gemara assumes that they would write it down. So, Rav Yochanan Amar Zakai. Rav Yochanan says, write down Zakai. Write down. He wins. Rish Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish says like this. Ploni, Ploni, Mzakin. Ploni Uploni, judge number one and judge number two wrote to say this, and Uploni Uploni Mechayven. And if it's the other way around, Ploni Uploni say to be Chayiv. Now, didn't the Mishnah say that you shouldn't do that because it's a problem of Lashon Hara? Because it's not really Lashon Hara. It's you're revealing a secret, which is a form of Lashon Hara, because you're going to get people don't like you. And Rosh Lakish says exactly what you should do that. So, the question is far better than the two answers I'm going to give you. One answer, Rabbeinu Yonah says one answer. He says like this. The only time the Mishnah said that it's a problem is if one judge says, I was debating to rule this way, but then they convinced me and I ruled in your favor, or I ruled against you. So you're not allowed to say your havamina if it was against your maskana. That's the only problem. Because then the guy's thinking, oh, I had a chance, and he ended up, I lost the chance. But if the bezin paskined against you, even if one person ruled in your favor, you're entitled to know. The only thing you can't know is that he changed his mind. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The next one is the Chamer V'chai, Nachron, says like this. You will only write down the Psak Din if there's a request. And if there's a request, you're going to see Rish Lakish in a minute. He says, he holds you write it down. Why? I Tal Shon Hara. He says, but you can't lie. Not a lie. So you have competing principles. On the one hand, you're going to foster animosity. On the other hand, you're not allowed to lie. So says the Chamer V'chai, what's the answer? The answer is, if there's somebody requests it, you write it down. If the guy says, listen, I knew I wasn't winning this lawsuit anyway. I knew I was going to pay the money. I don't care which one said. It's the difference. I knew I was losing. I thought maybe, you know what, I'll slip it out. Maybe we'll have a pshar or whatever. I knew I was losing. I don't care. So then they don't have to know. But if there's a request, you have to write it down. That's how he answered. Like I said, the question's better than the answer. However, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Midivreim Nizdake Ploni. You write down there was not a unanimous decision, but you don't write the names. So that's what they explained that to me. You write down it was 2-1. But you don't write who said what. Okay? My Benayhu. What's the difference between these shitas? So Ikka Benayhu, the difference is, let's say it turns out that it was the wrong psak. So the halacha is that if a bezin makes a wrong psak, the judges have to pay the losing party, who's really the winning party. Who pays now? So, Lashlume Ihu Manasa Bahadaihu. Does the third judge, who was really right all along, who was the dissenting judge, who was really right all along, does he have to pay? Limanda Amar Zakai. If you hold, you don't write down the specific judges, you have to pay. Why? Because the psak came out from this quote-unquote Bezdin. He's part of that Bezdin. Ah, he was descended. It's a tough luck. Mishalin. Ulamanda Amar Ploni Ploni Mizakin Ploni Ploni Mechayvin. But if you write down everybody, who said what? Lo Mishalman. You don't have to pay. Why? I didn't agree with this. Now, the question, wait a minute. Ulamanda Amar Zakai Mishalin. The one who's correct has to pay. Le Malahu. Let him say, if you would have agreed with me, you also wouldn't have to pay. What am I paying for? I'm paying because I was right? That doesn't make any sense. Why should I pay? If you would have listened to me, none of us would have to pay. You know why? Because I was right. I had the Shulchan Aruch. You guys didn't were wrong. Why should I pay? I should pay for being right? That doesn't make any sense. Come on, says you're right. Ella, Ikebena, here's the difference. L'shluma inhu manasa didei. Do the other two judges have to pay the third judge's share? It was a $99 verdict, so each one has to pay $33. So do the other two judges have to pay the third $33? Or the litigant loses that $33. No one's paying it. Who's paying it? The judge who's correct, he has to pay for being correct? That doesn't make any sense. So the only shaila is, do the other two judges have to pay the third judge's share? Limanda my Zakai, if the word just said Zakai, Mishalmi, they have to pay. Why? Because a bezin issued the psak. Lamanda Amar Ploni Ploni Mizakin Ploni Ploni Mechayvin Lo Mishami. Then they don't have to pay. Why? Because his dissenting vote's right there in black and white. Now the Gemara says Ulamanda Amar. Where am I? Ulamanda Amar Zakai Mishami. What do they have to pay for? V'leimulei let him say. Ilav at Bahadon Lo Havim Misalik Dina Midi. Right. What does that mean? Why should we have to pay your share? Had you not been here, we still would have had the same result. Why should I pay your share? So the Gemara says, you're right. El ikbreu, mishum moseelach racha ba mecha. The whole shayla is it a problem of Lashon Hara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zakai, just write the word Zakai. Why? Mishum moseelach rachel. That's nothing to do with pay. The issue has nothing to do with paying. Why? Because there's no reason why the third guy should pay. He was right. There's no reason why they should pay his share. Either way, they were going to have the same result. Why should they pay his share? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not the issue. The issue is Lashon Hara. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, just write Zakai. Why? Because I'll say, like Rachel, you're going to create animosity by knowing that the judge ruled against you. Rish Lakish Amar, Ploni Ploni Mizakin, Ploni Ploni Chayvin. No, you know why? Mishum de Mechzik Shikra. What are you going to write? A false? You're going to write a falsehood? We're going to write down Zakai? That's not really true. It's the result. It's true, but you know you're leaving out a lot of material. You're leaving out that there was a judge who dissented. So what gives you the right to leave it out?
But they don't tell you this.
What?
This doesn't make any sense. Who's going to tell them? This guy doesn't know about this.
What do you mean he doesn't know? What's the psak?
Psak
is you win.
Right.
Now, that one of the chayim. How did that happen? Well, those two ruled in your favor. And he.
But we don't do that.
What? But he asked. So if he asked.
Yesterday we talked about that.
I know, so I gave you the two answers. Either he writes down that he changed his mind, or you're allowed to tell. If he asks, you're allowed to say. The Mishnah was talking about where nobody asked. If nobody asked, you don't offer it. But if the guy asks, you're allowed to say. And once you say, you can't lie. So Rish Lakish, interesting psak. How could you lie? When does Lashon Hara allow you to lie?
Really?
Not in this case. It's not really Lashon Hara. It's just causing animosity. It's not Lashon Hara. You're not saying bad.
But you're allowed to lie in those cases.
But not in this case. You're not even speaking bad. You're speaking, the judge ruled against you. He saw the halacha this way. I understand. If you're the type of person.
Animosity to that guy.
What? So what? What gives you the right to lie? Because you have animosity. It's not even Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. It's just animosity. That's not Lashon Hara. I'm saying bad about the guy. Rabbi Lazar is, let me tell you, Rish Lakish Hashita. That's Rish Lakish Hashita. Rish Lakish Hashita is, how could you lie? What gives you the right to lie? Right. Rabbi Lazar, it's like Demar, it's like Demar. Rabbi Lazar says, they're both right. Rabbi Lazar says, they're both right. On the one hand, you're not allowed to lie. On the other hand, it's a Lashon Hara issue. How do you resolve it?
Carefully.
So says Rabbi Lazar, here's how you resolve it. Hilchah kosvi hachi medivrehem nezaka ploni. Therefore, you write how the lineup was, but don't say who it was. That's his way of resolving it. Right. Come out, we're not lying.
And that's not going to cause Lashon Hara people saying, who's the one who held?
They just said a second ago, the guy said he wants to know. How do you lie about that?
What? You don't have to know who. You don't have to know who.
But if he tried
according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't even say that. All you say is Zakkai. What was the result? It's irrelevant. Go home.
Exactly.
According to Rish Lakish, you have to say the names. Why? Because you can't lie. According to Belazar, what do you say the names for? You're right. I understand the Shalosh and Har problem. I understand the issue of lying. So we'll say it was 2-1. Your concern is the same. Your concern is the same thing. If you don't say anything, the guy has the same speculation. Okay, what was it? Was it 3-0? Was it 2-1? Who was the one? It's the same speculation.
Exactly. We don't tell.
Of course.
It's a little bit
you
more.
Know one of those three held against you.
Okay, so you know one of those three, and if you don't know, then you're thinking to yourself, maybe it was one of those three.
You know what?
What's the difference?
Better that way.
See, what?
If you win, who cares?
No, but if you lose.
You always have to accept the
dissenting opinion. Never the winner. Never the winner.
The best opinion to read is the dissenting opinion.
What?
The best opinion to read is the dissenting
opinion. Always the best.
Always the best.
Especially if it's Scalia.
Yeah.
Always the best. Unfortunately, he's in the dissent, so it's not so good always. He's good reading, but he didn't win the case. Okay. Next. Gomrit Adavar HaYimachnisim. So the Mishnah was very, very unclear. It said you finish the davar, you bring the guy in. Which guy do you bring in? So Laman, who gets brought in? Ilem Labaladinin, if the Baladin gets brought in, Hasam, Kaime, they're always there. Ella Le'edim. Rather, the Edim are brought in. This is going to raise a discussion that starts now. It's not going to end. We have 6 minutes. We're never going to finish it. It starts now. It doesn't end till tomorrow. Nothing even finished today. What? Kima. I know. Well, the parak finishes tomorrow. They got to finish the parak tomorrow. Kiman. Like, who's this go like? So the Gemara says like this. It's not like Reb Nassim. The Tanya. According to Reb Nassim, the Eidim have to see the exact same event at the exact same time. Not so true. They even could see one following another. However, you can't testify in Bezdin until they testify at the same time. Now, Reb Nassim Omer, Shomen Devar Shal Zeh Hayom. What are you talking about? You can listen to this aid today. Tomorrow, you listen to the other aid. So, what do you see from here? Right? This can't be Reb Nassim. Because Reb Nassim said they have to testify at the same time. No. He says just the opposite. You do it separately. And we just said that we bring in the Eidim to make sure they're together. So it can't be Reb Nassim. So everyone says in the law. Lolam Balidinim. Really, we're not talking about the Eidim. We're talking about the Balidinim. And Reb Nechemihi. The whole sheet of Reb Nechemi. The Tanya. Reb Nechema Omer. Kachoy Menhagim Shalniki Adas Shei Bushalayim. The fine ones of Yerushalayim used to have a following practice. Machnisim Le Balidinim. They brought in the Balidinim. Veshomim Devrayim. They listened to their Tainus. Then they brought in the Eidim, Veshomim Devrayim. They heard their Tainus. They heard their testimony. Umotzinos Olochutz. They sent everybody out. Venosin Venosin Bedavar. And then they would deliberate. Gomer es adavar. They would finish off. Machnisin also. Then they'd bring everybody back in. Aye, Vatanya, Gomer es adavar, Machnisin es Eidim. Aye, it says, we have another brisa that says they finished the matter, they brought it to Eidim. So he delok Reb Nassim. That brisa can't be Reb Nassim. But our Mishnah certainly could. Now, Gufa. La'olam. Now we're going to analyze what we just said. La'olam ein edusa mitztarefes ad shiyu shneim ke'echad. Eidus can't get off the ground until they see the same event. Even one after another. So the Ma'akam Iflagi, what are they arguing in? Either a Pasuk or a Svara. Svara is like this. Amana de Kamasin Hai, Lo Kamasin Hai. If Reuven watches Shimon and Levi give Amana to. Reuven watches Shimon give Amana to Levi, and then 20 minutes later, Yehuda watches Shimon give Amana to Levi, who said it's the same Amana? Therefore, says the Tanakhama, you have to see the same event. Umana the Edach, which Reuven Karka says, Amana ba'ama tavaya kumasadi. The bottom line is they're both testifying about a mana. Maybe there's a second mana that's owed. That I don't know. But testifying about one mana, what's wrong with that? There's no shayla, he owes him one mana. So it's not the same mana? Big deal. I understand. It could be there's a second mana that was lent, because they saw two different things. But that we don't have to aid him for that. At least one of you owes him. According to Tanakhama, he owes him zero. Why? You don't have to wait until they anything.
But if he gave him, I gave you 100, you give back to me. And then I gave you 100.
So we don't know that. We didn't see that.
We
didn't see any of that.
But
we saw A give to B 100. 20 minutes later, A gave B. So we know A gave B 1. Says Rav Shuva Kocha, they can combine their A to testify about 1. Says Tanakhama, they can testify about 0. Why? Two A never saw any mana. So it's a machlokas.
It's the same mana.
What? That's right, but at the bottom line is this. The bottom line is one mana was transferred from A to B. So two Adim can testify about that. And the Tanakh says no. Vibai Sema Kra. The Chsiv it says, Vu Aid O Ra O Yada. The Tanya, and another Brisa says, Mimash Mishinemer, it says, Lo Yakum Aid Echad. The key word is Echad. Aid Echad. So, Aini Yadeshu Echad. Don't I know that an Aid is one? Aid is singular. Matamad Lomer Echad. Why does it say one? Says the Gemara, Zebana of Kol Makam Shinemer Aid. Whenever it says the word Aid, Harei Kan Shnai, it means two. Why? Because there's no such thing as one Aid. It always means two. Unless, Ad Shepar Lekachas of Echad. Until the Torah says, by the way, here I'm talking about one. For example, one aid can testify. Two? Of course. The word aid means two. Unless I tell you, it means one. Anyway, Vafke Rachmana Balachan Shchad Lememar. And why did the Torah go out of its way over there to say one? Ad Dechazi Tavayo Kichad. They have to see it like one. Meaning? Like one. That's Tanakama. The Edach, Rosh Ben Karcha says, Vu Eda Ro Yada Mikol Makom. Nah, you don't have to see it like one. Next. Vein Edusim Iskayemes Bebezin Adji Idushneim Ke'echad. Aidim don't get established in Bez until they testify together. They don't have to testify together. One today, one tomorrow. It's no big deal. But Micah Miflagi, what's the machlokas about? Again, Ibai Seyma Svara, Ibai Seyma Kra. Ibai Seyma Svara, Mar Savar Tanakama holds Aid Echad. Ki Asi Lishvua Asi. Lumono Lo Asi. When one aid walks in, what's he testifying for? One aid's worthless. The only thing you can do is make the guy make a Shavua. Eid Echad's for a moment, works for a Shavua. What's he testifying for? Therefore, when he walks in and says, Reuven owes Shimon $100, that's worthless. And for a Shavua, it's good. It's not Aidus. Why is it not Aidus? You need the other guy. Therefore, they have to come in together. V'edach atu ki lemon alawasi. Oh, v'edach. And Rav Nelson says, what do you mean? Atu ki atzi bahadi adadi, b'chad pume kamat sadi. What does that mean?
One mouth.
Ella mitzdarfin and lehu, we combine the ages. Hachanan, but they speak at the same time. Two, the judges are sitting there, they both talk at the same time. It's ridiculous. Hachanan, mitzdarfin, we combine them. He'll testify now. The guy's not out of town. I'll be back tomorrow. So we'll take it tomorrow. But they have to come at the same time? What for a reason?
He's asked to take them separately because he wanted to interrogate them separately.
So he said they have to testify at the same time. So they explain what he means is, b'toch tidibra. Of one, the second one goes. Says Rav Nasa, that doesn't make any sense. They didn't, right? Yeah, it's true, they have to see it together. That's fine. But what? So, Vibay say Makra, or we have a Pasuk, it says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, right? The kule alma, everybody holds kirabanan, the kule alma kederabanan pligale d'Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. Everybody holds that they argue on each other. Do we make a hekish from Haggadah to Re'iyah? Mar Savar, Tanakama holds, Makshinan, we make such a hekish, therefore they have to see it together. Makshinan Haggadah L'Re'iyah, Umar Savar, Lo Makshinan, we don't do it. We'll do a little bit more, we'll do one more minute. Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov, Havim Ishtakar Le'ed Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, L'Samche. He wanted very much to give Rabbi Yossi smicha. Falokam Mistayim Elfni, was never able to. Yom Achad, one day, Havi Yosef Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, they were sitting by Rabbi Yochanan, Amalahu, Mi'ikad Yad Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha Olo. Does anybody know if we pass on Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha? So Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov, yeah, Dain Yad, his guy knows. Amalei, Lema Ezus, let him say. So Amalei, so he told him, Blismechei Mar, first give him smicha, Bereisha, first give him smicha. So Samchei, Yochanan gave him smicha. Amalei, he said, Bini Amalei, nu. So tell me, I gave you smicha now. So tell me what you see, what do you hear? Kesat Shemat, how would you hear? Amalei, he said, Kach Shemati, Shemod Rav Shur Ben Karcha, Lo Rav Nasan. Rav Shur Ben Karcha agrees to Rav Nasan. That what? That Rav Shur Ben Karcha agrees to Rav Nasan. That what? That they don't have to testify at the same time, right? Amalei, Amar Lazu is Trachti. That's why I gave you smicha. For the actual seeing, does it have to be together? Hagada mi boy. So for the Haggadah, it has to be together. Amalei, halva alisa lo teirei. Since I took you up, I can't take you down. I gave you smicha, I can't take that away. Amar b'zera shmamina gav rabba kiven the samich. So what do you see? A great man. Once he has smicha, the smicha stays. Right, I know we're really behind, but we have to stop because it's time to daven. And Amir Tzashem, we will catch up, and we will Amir Tzashem finish the parak tomorrow. I will endeavor very much that we should start really on time tomorrow, and we have a lot to cover, but hopefully we'll finish. Everyone have a good day. A safe day. What? No, we'll start 6:30.